Conversation 4, checking into a hotel, part 4. Now listen to the conversation again. When you're finished, you'll be asked some questions about the meanings of certain words.
Comida.
Hej, jag har bokat ett rum.
Vad heter du?
Lars Ekström.
Förlåt?
Lars Ekström.
Ett rum för en person för 6 nätter?
Ja, just det.
Rum nummer 9. Varsågod, här är nyckeln.
Tack så mycket.
Okay, so now we have a few questions for you about the conversation. Question 1. What does the following expression mean?
Förlåt? Förlåt?
If you said pardon, you're correct. Now, let's use the expression in a conversation. Lars says his name, and you would like him to repeat it. Say, sorry.
Lars Ekström.
That sounded good. Remember, this word is also used when you want to apologize or when you have accidentally bumped into somebody. Only then the intonation would be more like this.
Förlåt.
Okay, get ready for the next question. Question 2. When do you use the following expression?
Här är. Här är.
Any idea? Well, I hope you said when somebody is showing you or giving you something, because that's the right answer. It's a way to say, here is something. Do you remember what that something is in the conversation? That's right, it's a key. Let's practice the word for key. Listen and repeat.
Nyckeln. Nyckeln.
You've already learned how to say the bar and the hotel by adding en or et to the end of the noun. There are always exceptions in language rules, and the word key is one. Words that end with el just take an n at the end. A key is just
en nyckel.
And again, the key is
nyckeln.
Let's return to the expression here is. Put the expression and the word key together. Imagine Lars is giving his room key to the hotel receptionist when he checks out of the hotel after 6 nights. Say, here is the key. Good job, that was easy, right? Your answer should have sounded like this.
Här är nyckeln.
Okay, here's the last question. Question 3. What does the following expression mean?
Tack så mycket. Tack så mycket.
If you said thanks a lot, you're correct. Let's practice by saying it after the receptionist hands over the key. Ready?
Varsågod, här är nyckeln.
Very good. Do you want to practice some more? Then just go back to the beginning of this track and work through it again. If not, it looks like you're ready to move on to part 5.